Okay, hello Bambaji. Nice to hear you, to meet you, to see you.
Hi, Ilse. Lovely to be here. I love spending time with you.
Yes, it's always fun. We are approaching really interesting times, and I thought it would be nice if we inform people about what's going to happen and what our plans are. We are approaching the big global change. We are approaching the last mutation of mankind. So it's indeed amazing times in ahead of us. And you had the brilliant idea of really putting something up and doing some regular events to keep people alert and posted and informed about what's going to happen.
Yes.
And Ra always said that he wanted to do a website about the rave children to keep people informed. He never got around to do that. Unfortunately, he died before he could realize this project. So on our website, we are going to do both. We will inform about the coming mutation, about the rave kids, and all the interesting events that are approaching. Well, let's start with the date.
Okay, yes.
The big mutation is something that is pinpointed by Pluto. Pluto moving into gate 41, fifth line, marks the last big mutation of mankind.
Yeah.
So we will sort of show the time until the 14th of February in 2027. This is when Pluto will activate the gate 41 fifth line. So would you like to talk a little bit about what's going to happen and what Pluto will sort of start at this time?
Well, Pluto is the planet of transformation, and also it brings a new truth, and it can highlight, so all the things that we have been, well, I say, doing wrong, but all the places where we could make some changes and step into our real power. And it works on a 248-year cycle. This is how long it takes for Pluto to go through its transit around the wheel. And so the last time we had a Pluto transit into the 41-5, it marked. It was in 1781, and it marked the point of the discovery of Uranus, which made us go, of course, from the seven-centered being to the nine-centered in transitus being that we are now, and also was the introduction for projectors to come into the world and into our environment. So Pluto brings some really big changes, really big changes. And it's one of the big things, of course, that is happening in 2027 as we move into a time of mutation. And that's what Pluto is bringing to us as it moves into the 41-5 in 2027. It's going to signal the mutation in our genes that is already dormant within our genes and start to make that available, I suppose, to come into the world.
So we will see the coming of the new people, of the new raves, of the new species, which will cover some of our events to really talk about what we know and what we expect and what we assume that these new species is going to be like. But there is another important change and shift happening at the same time, and that is the global background frequency.
Indeed. Yes, and that's the one that most people are talking about. I think when they talk about 2027 and the big change, a lot of the times both of these events are being brought together in people's minds when actually they're two separate events that we think are about 3 days apart. And so it's understandable that they've been brought together in people's minds. But the sort of the big one, I suppose, is the 412-year cycle, which is the background frequency, and that's the one that is changing and from planning and taking us into the Phoenix and also from Maya into penetration. So big changes in 2027, early 2027.
And Ra was very clear with the 14th of February. That's when Pluto hits the fifth line, 41. We checked and we looked and we searched. He never was any gave any specific information about the exact date of the global shift going from planning to Phoenix. So we you and I, we had some fun asking AI and trying to work out the exact position of the Earth axis, which is something that neither you nor me can really calculate properly. So we had some fun and some trouble with ChatGPT, and in the end, we arrived at the date, and it gave us the 18th of February. So I'm not 100% sure if this is exactly correct, but it looks like it is roughly around this time. So that's why, two really important changes for long periods of time happen, within a few days. So that's really this big, why this is such a big thing.
Yeah, indeed. And then we can look at, a couple of other things that come into it, like the Godhead is changing, if you want to get into the human design mechanics. And also it's the 55th step. So these are also just little things that we can sprinkle on the top, say this is a really big deal,
It
this
really
change
is.
that's coming.
Okay, so let's give a little outline on the raves. I mean, that's the big thing everybody's talking about. We will do some detailed events about the raves, but it's a new species. It is human mothers who will give birth to this new species, and we human beings, we are going to be the primitive ancestors for a new species, which is,
Really amazing to consider, isn't it? We can't quite get my head around how that's going to work and how it will look in the world and how humans, as the sort of current dominant species, are going to start reacting when we really realize when it sinks in, which might not be for a couple of hundred years, of course, but when we actually sinks in that we're no longer the dominant force on this planet, it's like, wow, how is that all going to play out? It's
Exactly. And of
yeah.
course, it's also very important to keep mothers and parents informed, because a young family who looks forward to a sweet, cuddly baby, and then they have a rave child, which is not going to be a sweet, cuddly baby as we used to know it. So they will be considered, strange or handicapped at the best. So it's going to be very vital information that people, know what's happening and can try and handle it and deal with it.
Yeah, to bring education into the picture is really important at this time, and not just for for parents, but for everybody, isn't it? For all of us who are witnessing these changes and feeling uncomfortable within them, or wondering, well, what actually is going on in the world? I mean, that's one of the big themes, isn't it? But it's also for the people who feel that, oh, what can I do for the raves? How can I support the raves? And sort of building up some kind of a system to take care of the raves, which is fine and it has its part. And also the raves aren't going to care from what we've been told. It's
Exactly.
not for them. It's going to be for the people who are doing the work. The raves won't care. As long as they can meet other raves and get into their conscious penta, that's all that's going to be their driving force to, as far as we're aware.
Exactly. That's another really tricky thing, because we will probably consider them handicapped, and we will probably try and put them in some institutions or homes, out of our, care. And that's, the best thing that can happen to these kids, because then they have a chance to meet others and to, end up in this conscious penta, which what it's all about.
Yeah, and I think it will be so confusing for humans, because we'll be looking at these children and the disconnect is of they look human. How do we know they're not human? It's just going to be a very, very strange way of living, with these beings who are just not us anymore.
Yeah, and that brings me to you said uncomfortable when our world is changing. I feel, particularly addressed, because the current global cross of planning is my personal cross too. So I know, and I've been knowing for a long time, that my time is obviously coming to an end. So there is, of course, this I don't like it on one side. On the other side, I am so curious and I am so happy to be able to witness this. I mean, you
Yes.
know, the chance to be alive and consciously and aware, witness a global change. I mean, nobody, as far as we know, ever had the chance to watch it, to observe it.
No, it's never been documented in these terms, has it? It's not ever been a thing. And at least you're going into a sixth line. Well, we all are, but you know, I mean, at least you'll have your sixth line supported.
Well,
Is that
my four is going to be in a little, or my one, the one is
annoying?
going to be a little harmony to the four. So yes, I hope it will not be too dramatic, but I can really see and I can feel. I mean, we can see all the
Already.
collective structures really dissolving and breaking apart. So we've had some time to prepare, but still, I feel, you know, sort of worried and very curious at the same time. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watch this.
Yes, and it's always a thing of not taking it personally and realizing it's the program. The program is unfolding exactly as it needs to bring this new species in so that consciousness carries on its journey in form. And really, it's as mechanical as that, even if it doesn't necessarily feel it.
Exactly. And talking about the frequency, so planning the structures, the support of tribes and collective structures, that's falling apart. And when we enter Phoenix, the one part of the new cross or the one new cross, we're going into a very individual time. Would you like to talk about general Phoenix theme, the global background frequency, which is going to be one part?
Pull it down, because that's a whole thing, isn't it? Going from bargains and community and all of the structures that we've built up to make us a kind of a we society. And then all of that going from what Ra said, the Sleeping Phoenix would be changing its name in 2027. So that he didn't actually, from what I've read, he didn't say what to, but I imagine it's to the Rising Phoenix or the Waking Phoenix.
Exactly, yeah.
That, you know, that individuality that says, me first. I put myself first, and in doing that, we have enlightened selfishness, which was something Ra was really hoping that we would be able to move into. So
Not so
that,
sure about that.
oh, there's always got to, where there's life, there's hope. Also, I mean, let's maybe it will work out. But if we're coming from that place of I know me and I love me and I am absolutely grounded in me, my behavior, and all of those things that we know, are working with my strategy, my authority, then that goes out into the world, and what we put out is very positive, rather than the spin that could be put on it that, oh, individuality is very selfish, very self-absorbed, and no one's going to be doing anything for anyone else, and we're moving into a big, you know, sort of finger to the rest of the world because I'm doing what I want to do. And we don't know that that will be the case. And hopefully, there will be enough people moving into that sort of more spiritual side, I suppose, of like, okay, well, things are a little bit squeaky. Let's band together. What can we do for each other? How do we move through this without the stricture and the constraint of having to fulfill bargains, of having to have that handshake, but doing it in a, you know, in a much more individual, healthy way?
I've got a little video on Donald Trump and the coming age with the sixth line of 55 being selfishness. So yes, the enlightened version, that would be nice, but I'm afraid we were going to see quite a lot of, you know, material and mean-spirited selfishness. So I think we really have to prepare for that other side as well.
Yeah, well, there could be a lot of pain before the other side moves into the
Definitely,
world, I guess. You
definitely.
know, when people are scared, and it's like Ra did say, didn't he? You don't have to scratch the surface very hard before the killer monkey comes out. And is that what, well, it could be part of what we see as the systems break down, as the rave begin to move into their ascendance, and we go the other way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when we talk about the cross shifting, again, y usually we speak about planning to Phoenix, but there is another cross. We always talk about the vessel of love and the Sphinx. So we always have two general themes, the love theme and the direction theme. So when we move from planning the other the other side, the other part of planning was Maya. So, trying
Yeah,
to
my
work
cross.
out.
My cross.
Oh yes. Oh yes, exactly. The two of us, we are, it's not by accident that we connect so well, isn't
Oh,
it? So,
indeed.
well, then you have to, you give us a little outlook on, or overview on what Maya is all about.
Oh, Maya, for me, Maya is, I'm driven by my 61, so I'm about the sort of almost the more spiritual side of it, or the inspiration, or the all of that that comes through from elsewhere, being a head center gate. And it's also partly all to do with details and sharing those details and getting those out to the collective. But it's got that tribal thing with the 32 of the continuity. So how do we keep the continuity of the tribe? How do we keep the tribe safe with giving enough detail, and also making sure that growth is part of the picture as well, but not exponential growth, because that's eventually going to fail. It's growth within continuity and bringing it in with that, oh, it's delicious when you move it in with planning and you see how beautifully it's dovetailed with the
Exactly. Yeah,
planning
yeah,
themes. And then moving into shock and hopefully clarity, and then the grace and the sort of the bonding. Hopefully, how are we going to bond? Because 59 is part of the new the penetration. How are we going to bond in this new era? Are we going to do it with spirit? Wherever. So there are so many different themes, or is it just going to be one big shock?
Yeah, it's exactly. I mean, how these two crosses play together. I mean, when we have the Phoenix with the, busy, 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 and the 55 and the 59 and all this thing, and then on the other side we have penetration, getting to the core and getting to the point. So that's really, individually. So that's it really gives you a taste and a flavor of what these coming times
It does. It does. And then it's
look
also
like.
putting them into the context of they are going to be keys to the locks of our background frequency. So they're not just playing on their own. They're also playing with the Phoenix and not Phoenix, with the Sphinx and the Vessel of Love. So it's like they are the keys to those locks. So yes, we've got the family at the moment is the way. It's the way of feeling unconditional love, and that's going to be moving into the spirit and the selfishness of the spirit. That's how we're going to be experiencing unconditional universal love in the new era. So it's bringing so many different themes together to tell the story of what's coming.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting times, no question about that. And because we want to give more information than our talk now, so you had this really brilliant idea. I mean, I'm so happy for you and for your inspiration and for your asking me the questions that I really make me jump into action. I mean, you're a projector, I'm a four motor generator, so you mention something and I sort of, oh yes, wonderful. So, okay. So that's what happened. So on the 13th of every month, starting in February 26, so next February, we'll start and we'll do a monthly event covering all the various, or some of the, I mean, there's more to cover than we will manage in 12 months. There will be 12 events leading up to February 27. So would you like to give a little short outlook on our on the events we have planned for, every month?
Yes, I'd love to. And as you say, there are so many different elements we could bring into it, and so many different ways of expressing it as well. So there's a so having a workshop, or having just a general chit chat, having a Q&A, maybe doing a podcast. All of these things are things that we will bring in using all the different tools that we have. But we'll be looking at things like, so what has cross of planning been all about, and what does the end of that mean? And of course, then we've got to look at what the next cycle is going to be. So looking at that in a bit more depth than we've just been talking about today, and also looking at Pluto and Pluto's role in a little bit more depth. And there have been a lot of prophecies through the years, through the many, many years, of things that are coming, things that are changing. So it's looking at some of those and possibly bringing in other people who've got more knowledge on maybe the Vedic cycles or the Mayan cycles, because they also have their their narrative about the times that we're going through. So, that could be quite interesting, bringing in other people to talk about things. And looking at the locks and keys, we just talked on those a little bit, the love that holds humanity together with the vessel, and then the direction that shows humanity its way with the Sphinx, the rise of the individual. That's also got to be part of it. And then how is our world actually responding to what's going on? And we can look at what, at that moment when we do that, whatever we talk about in that particular what event offering, what's happening at that moment in politics, in economics, in general structures, and then just, okay, now we're in the new and the old, and what is actually changing, and how, ooh, what's it, yeah, all of that.
We will
And
be busy,
finally,
that's clear.
we will be busy. And then I think finally we sort of come to that point of, okay, now we've explored all of these different topics. How do we kind of gracefully move into this new cycle? How do we support ourselves? How do we support the newness that's coming? And what actually is our responsibility in the world as it's changing? So it sort of brings us right back to that point of, okay, now what is our individuality within this change?
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the change, to our events, to the cooperation. Yes, it's going to be a busy year. It's going to be a very interesting year. And then in February 2027, I think we have to do some celebration or meeting. We'll think about that if we
We
find a
will.
way to really celebrate this.
Yeah,
Okay.
indeed. Yeah.
Wonderful. Bamaji, that was great. Thank you very much. This is our little intro that will be on the website, and yeah, I hope that many people will join us and will sort of explore the coming times with us.
Yeah. And it's for everybody. This isn't just for human design people, because this is going to affect the whole world. And we're not just, talking about the 4% here. It's like everyone. So, anyone who might be interested in this, guys, if you're listening, then please just pass the message on, send the link, and see what kind of community we can build through this. Yeah. But thank you also.
Absolutely.
Thank you for picking up the baton and running with it so enthusiastically. It's a great joy to work with you.
Yeah, I suppose that's really how the cooperation between projector and generator is supposed to work. And it doesn't work well often. I'm very happy to be your friend and to cooperate with you. That's really a pleasure for me.
Yeah, likewise, likewise.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Right, lovely. Bye-bye for now.